7:46 now, BBC Somerset Breakfast. Good morning, this is Matt Faulkner. Now, do homeopathic treatments work? Well, that's what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about these treatments in relation to farm animals. More and more farmers in the county are using these kinds of treatments because they can be cheaper and some think more effective too. Jill Tapp is one of them. She's been using homeopathy to treat her animals for 12 years. And she told BBC Somerset's Anna Corbett it does work.
Before we TB test, we put aconite in the water troughs for 3 days.
And what's aconite?
It's like a calming. It's for sort of if you have a nasty shock. Aconite will calm things down. It's like a chill pill, if you know what I mean. It does calm them. They don't worry so much about being handled, and it's obviously being actually physically being handled and pushed through the crush and strange people around. It's going to stress them out, and it's out of routine.
So are they noticeably calmer when you're running them through the crush and they've had that in the water?
Yes, definitely.
And have you ever tried it without that to sort of see what's the difference?
It does. I get told off sometimes for giving it to them because it makes them too quiet. They can't get them in the crush.
Now, Simon Baker is a vet who's spoken out against homeopathy. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Why don't you think these remedies work?
Because they don't. There's no reason to suppose that they do. As you heard in a little clip earlier, I was saying that taking homeopathic remedies like washing your coffee cup out 30, 40 or 100 times, then taking a drink of the last bit of water that's in it and thinking that's going to be full of caffeine. It really is all either in the imagination of the person taking it or giving it, that there is any effect at all, or the effect just isn't there. The thing that was going to happen happens anyway. We heard in the clip before 7:30 that the farmer lady saying that she used a remedy to clear up an eye ulcer that she assumed had been caused by a bit of hay in the eye or something. Well, that's to suppose that eye ulcers don't get themselves better anyway. Of course they do. You don't lose an eye every time you get a piece of injury to it, a piece of foreign material into it. You give a homeopathic remedy, it gets better anyway. You credit the homeopathic remedy.
I understand that argument, but I have seen myself people who've knocked themselves against a desk take arnica and the bruise appears within 5 minutes. Now, bruises don't normally appear that quick unless you put a cold compress on them or something. So
but then, you're assuming you know what is going to happen in that specific instance. You just don't. And every time homeopathic remedies are tested where the opportunities for bias, mistake, cheating and confusion are removed, they just don't work. And this is absolutely consistent throughout the literature. Homeopathy has been tested in controlled trials. And there's a rather famous analysis of those trials by a worker called Linder. And the conclusion that he came to is very interesting. He says that as the quality of the trials get better, the appearance of an effect disappears. In other words, you take away the scope for confusion, bias, cheating, faulty recollection, then the effect just vanishes. Of course it's going to vanish. There is nothing there to have any effect.
The thing is, in that case, if we agree with what you're saying, does it matter? They're natural, they don't cost that much, they can't do any harm. If it works for people or animals, why not just let them get on with it?
They're not natural. They're a human invention. There's a confusion there between herbalism, and that's a whole separate conversation to be had. While people use it for problems that don't matter, Jill Tapp, the farmer there, saying she puts it in the water for three days before TB testing, in her perception that the animals are traumatised by it, she's treating her perception. There will be no effect on the animals. The concern is for vets of the potential for delay of treatment. This is the essential problem, and I think vets have a different role here to doctors, where in general human adult patients will be making these decisions for themselves. We as animal keepers and as veterinary surgeons are making decisions for animals.
But as I said, it doesn't do any harm, does it?
It does harm if you delay effective treatment.
Jill, in this particular instance, Jill wasn't doing that. She was just saying she gave them a treatment so that they would perhaps be a little bit calmer. She wasn't saying they can't have the injections.
No, but you also heard her saying, which is to her credit, they will still use antibiotics if you've got severe infections. You have to ask yourself, when does she make the decision to use antibiotics? She makes the decision to use antibiotics after the homeopathic remedies have been seen by her to fail. Now, if she was not allowing the homeopathic remedies that period in order to fail, it is obvious that conventional treatment would have been embarked upon earlier.
Now, the interesting thing here is you actually trained at vet school with the homeopathic vet who trained Jill. How do you end up with such different views when you've come from the same training?
Maybe I listened, maybe Jeff didn't. I have no idea.
Simon, thanks for joining me today.
That's, no problem at all.
Simon Barker, Baker there, the vet. Now, after eight, we'll hear from the Jeff that he just mentioned. That's the homeopathic vet who trained Jill. It's 7.52.
Travel. BBC Somerset.
Here's Charlie Taylor.
Simon Barker would be a good name for a vet, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would have been. I was obviously barking up the wrong tree by reading that out wrong, so sorry.
Right, a couple of things to mention.